Samsung means it is once again time for the Geek Wolfpack podcast. And you can probably take a guess at what we're going to be talking about a little bit today. Just a little bit.
Just a tad.
Yep. This is episode
37.
Are we sure?
Yeah.
Okay, you're right.
You checked.
We made you look.
That is correct. I am, as always, your Papa Wolf, Nick Kelly.
I have the curious feeling this is all some kind of literary plot.
Let's outwit him, Batman. Let's refuse to bite.
We must, Robin. It's the only
way
we
can... Batman? Oh, you must be, because that's Robin. Hi, Robin.
Yes, citizen, but don't be alarmed. We're here on official business.
Holy human flies.
And with me is Mama Wolf.
Stacia Kelly.
I'm not afraid of you, Catwoman. You're very beautiful, Catwoman.
Yes, you're quite right. I am.
And finally with us is Thermal Wolf.
Brandon Kelly.
Have you heard this one? It'll kill you, Batman.
There's a theme.
The great Cesar Romero, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, so we want to continue our superhero theme, though unintentionally. This was not something that we had expected to cover on the podcast. However, we're going to cover it anyways because we have to say goodbye to a geek legend indeed, the yes. Bright Knight himself, Adam West, the original Batman. Mm-hmm. That was the 1966 series. If you want to see it in all of its glory, there's a scene where he has a bomb, and he's running to get rid of the bomb, but like everywhere he turns, like there's a group of nuns, and so he has to turn, and then there's a group of kids, and then he turns, and he goes to throw it in the lake, and there's a group of baby ducks, and it's like he just keeps like this whole prolonged, absolute campy, as silly as it could possibly get, Batman thing.
Awesome.
Yeah. Which the guy, you know, God bless him, he lived up to it. He got through three Catwomen. That was Julie Newmar, we heard there, by the way. Eartha Kitt was one of the other ones. Two Riddlers, right? Mm. John Astin and Frank Gorshin. Frank Gorshin is ridiculous as a Riddler, by the way. You would love him. And then, you know, a million other villains and a lot of to be continued, right? Same bat time, same bat channel. A bunch of that stuff.
That's always how it ends, isn't it?
Yep. Well, most every other episode, yeah. Yep. I talked to my dad about this the other day. Grandpapa Wolf. Mm-hmm. And you can find him at Sound Direction FM 101 on your iHeartRadio dial. And he said, oh, that was it. I mean, they if it was Wednesday night and it was to be continued, man, Thursday night, they were in front of the screen. It was that that thing. So we would welcome any of your Batman stories of any age. You can email us at thegeekwolfpackpodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear what you have to say about Batman. I'm trying to remember my favorite... instances about Batman. Now you can't go with TV show because it's Carrie the One. almost 40 years older than you are, so you're gonna have to come up with your own Batman favorite story because I'm gonna get to you in a minute. Okay, Thermal. Good. It could be a video game. It could be a movie. It could be whatever you want. My favorite thing about the Batman TV show, the Adam West Burt Ward Batman TV show, is two things. One was the guests, mm-hmm. like when they're climbing up the side of the building, and all of a sudden somebody sticks their head out. That bump. My plug-in was a drop-in was a Jerry Lewis, but they had everybody. They had Lurch from the Addams Family at one point. They had Sammy Davis Jr. You want to come in? I'm rehearsing. Like it's just the craziest thing. And you know they sold. They were climbing up the side of the building. It was just one of those things. So it wasn't a trap door in the floor that the celebrities poked their head out of. I promise. Yeah. Any favorite things about Batman? I know you were big on Wonder Woman. I don't know if you were into Batman at all.
We watched it, but I'm not really like anything that.
So my other favorite story, since you know who you're named after, Thermal. There's a kitten in the closet behind you, by the way, as always. Is
she doesn't find the clown.
There was a crossover between Green Hornet and Kato, and Batman and Robin, who were immensely more popular than the Green Hornet and Kato. But Kato was played by Bruce Lee. So the script calls for Robin to beat up Kato, but Burt Ward got to the set and was watching Bruce Lee do the elbow drills and the hand drills and all that stuff, and he's like, I'm not fighting that. There's no way. So, yeah, I always love to hear that story, too. But Bruce, you know, always wanted to be an actor on top of just being a badass martial arts guy. Mm-hmm. So
He succeeded.
He did. And so did Brandon.
Yeah. We're going to have an issue here in a second.
Yep.
Because so, there's a dog in the closet.
And there's a kitten in the closet. Well, good. We'll make sure it gets recorded for posterity. All right. So other real quick nerd news, because we have to cover some nerd news.
E3.
We'll get to E3. I got a couple little things first. Patty Jenkins, first $100 million weekend director.
Awesome.
Wonder Woman, right? Is not yet signed on for Wonder Woman 2.
So slackers.
Need to fix that. And then the other thing is she said she would take a crack at Superman if given the chance.
Oh, that's awesome.
So somebody other than Zack Snyder would be able to write a Superman movie and actually use Henry Cavill as an actor instead of a dude with a shirt off. So that was my thought.
That'd she be a that. First.
Sorry, sidetracking with a dude with his shirt off.
Yeah. he's in The Man from U.N.C.L.E., which is Guy Ritchie directed. It's him and Armie Hammer. Armie Hammer. And,
the girl pretty
from,
funny
I'm
one.
Going too fast. The girl from Ex Machina. I'll remember her name in a second, too. God, and she's fantastic. So those three are really good together. But to see somebody else let Cavill act is a really good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently...
Trivia fact for Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
Gal Gadot is trained in Krav Maga. She was a combat trainer in the Israeli army.
Right. As we said in the last episode, she's Israeli, and she was in the military. Yes.
I just think it's pretty cool that she was an actual combat trainer.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. The teaser trailer for Black Panther was released. So you get,
it was?
Mm-hmm. So you get a little look at Wakanda, and you get a little look at... Andy Serkis as the bad guy, Claw, Ulysses Claw.
Ooh.
Yeah, remember he got his arm chopped off by Ultron. That guy.
Yeah,
the guy who's afraid of, was it cuttlefish? Is that what he says he's afraid? He's everybody's afraid of something. For me, it's cuttlefish. Some crazy and weird line. And then Dutch from Killjoys,
mm-hmm.
Hannah John Kamen has just signed on to be in Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
I like her.
So we bring Dutch into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which is awesome.
Season two.
She's pretty badass.
I don't know of what.
Of what?
Season two.
Killjoys.
Killjoys season three is this month.
June 24th?
Yep. End of June. Oh, a couple Friday nights.
Mm-hmm.
And then here's the other news. They are still in progress of shooting or signing people to X-Men Dark Phoenix, which Simon Kinberg's going to direct. Justice League Dark, Batgirl, and Gambit. Apparently, those projects are still alive.
Ooh.
Yes.
They shut down the Friday the 13th 2017 remake.
Okay.
I'm sad.
we'll see what they do with it. Never say never.
I didn't say never.
That's what I said. All right, so the next thing is there's this little Electronics Entertainment Expo thing going on. With a cat claw in the seat.
Get down.
That's leather. Was leather.
It was.
Yeah. That's a priceless Ming vase. Not anymore. there, yeah. Climb that. That's getting sold. Okay. So E3. Let's talk a little bit about E3.
Yeah.
Now, let's go to your mom first, because your mom has very limited exposure to what was announced at E3. And so let's see what some of her favorite things were.
She watched about half an hour of it, and that was the Destiny 2 thing.
Right.
I was the softball. I was trying to throw something.
Warlock. I get to get a flame sword when somebody gets me a PS.
As soon as you learn how to actually play an FPS.
Here's what I think we do. I think we hook the existing PlayStation up to the big TV and mm-hmm. see how you handle it before we make an investment in another PlayStation.
Cool.
Look at that fiscal responsibility. You like that?
That has never happened before in the history of this household.
And then if it turns out not working, I'll play on the 4K TV.
Somehow, all I got was nagged about getting his one for his birthday.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yes, Destiny. Let's start with Destiny 2. And you can find out more about Destiny 2 on which podcast, Brendan?
HappyHourFromTheTower.com.
Our sister podcast with our buddy T. Morris. So what was the big reveal about Destiny 2 was release date
mm-hmm.
is what?
Beta. Well, September 6th.
September 6th. They moved it up.
Yep.
Release date on PC is October 24th.
Yep.
And then the beta is July 21st?
No. Isn't it 14th?
It's July 21st, but it's 3 days in advance of that. So it's the 18th for Yeah. PS, PlayStation 4.
No. Xbox.
Yeah. No, the 19th for Xbox.
What are we talking about?
So you got to go backwards. So
you said PlayStation first.
Yeah. Well, yeah. PlayStation gets it earliest.
Yeah.
Okay. So PlayStation gets it the 18th, Xbox the 19th. Open beta the 21st.
That's not what I read, but okay.
Okay, well then pull it up what you read.
I read what you guys posted.
And then the PC apparently PC beta will be in near the end of August, so you'll have a beta for that. I will say, go find what you got to find. So I will say one of my favorite things about Destiny 2 was the Big Show. So WWE superstar Paul White, a.k.a. the Big Show, mm-hmm. is a huge Destiny fan.
Cool.
And I don't just mean that because he's 7 foot tall and 370 pounds. He's a huge Destiny fan. But I'm bummed.
Found it.
Yes. Okay. Give me the dates.
You're right. It's not what I read earlier.
Okay. Well, give me the dates.
Okay. So July 18th to the 20th is PlayStation 4 beta.
Okay.
July 19th to 20th is Xbox One.
Okay.
And 21st to 23rd is the console open beta.
Okay.
And then August is PC.
Okay. Sweet. Now we got it. It's all consent. It's there. Now it's law. It's now canon.
Until they change it again.
No. They can't change it after E3. They get fired.
Doubtful.
But the panel with the Big Show was him and the CEO of Bungie.
Mm-hmm.
In which the Big Show repeatedly told him, you need to give me some beta codes. And instead, he gave him a rifle. He gave him the Cold Heart, which is one of the exotics from EMD2. Yeah, you gotta watch it. But there's a couple things he says. He historically has not liked Titans, which does not sit well with me. But when you and T watch it, you'll appreciate why.
Good.
Okay. So that was a lot. Let's see what else. We got Beyond Good and Evil 2. We got Shadow of the Colossus. We got Age of Empires Definitive Edition. We got the new hardware for the Xbox, which is the Xbox One X, which the acronym is Xbox.
Yeah. It's the third Clever. Xbox in 4 years.
We got Super Mario Odyssey, which is one of the pro dinosaur games. A lot of dinosaurs and pirates this year. Wolfenstein 2, Monster Hunter World, New God of War, where he has his kid.
Just make Asheron's Call.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Spider-Man game looked really crazy. If you want hard controls,
you should
play that. BioWare's got a big thing called Anthem. Mario and Rabbids Kingdom Battle.
I don't know why.
Crackdown 3, Metro Exodus, Shadow of War. All right. But that's not what we wanted to talk about. We wanted to talk about how you make a circle in Minecraft. No, that's not at all. Just checking to see if you're still awake.
Try hard enough, you can. I guess.
What were your other highlights other than Destiny 2? I have one. Don't steal my one because you know what it is.
Origins. Assassin's Creed
Origins. Assassin's Creed Origins. Where you're in which country?
Europe. No, Egypt.
Egypt.
Something that began with an
E. One of the E's.
Yeah. Well, there's three Ancient E's. Egypt. You get one more because it's E3, so you can Europe, Egypt, and Ethiopia.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Or Estonia. Let's not get into geography lessons. School's almost out. Yes. How many more days of school?
Half.
That's right. This will air that day. Assassin's Creed Origins, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there was another one that was really...
Detroit Become Human?
Oh, that's mine. Don't steal mine. Okay. That's so cyberpunk. It's the Android Revolution.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. You get to play as the leader of the androids and choose if you want to be violent or not be violent, which means...
Driving a truck through a storefront or hacking.
Or hiring. Yeah, or hiding. Yes. Yeah, so the first run-through will be mega violent. We'll see how that goes. So that one looks really cool. Was that Ubisoft, too?
I think that was Sony.
It was Sony.
Yeah, because they did that, Destiny 2,
and Spider-Man. Like all three in a row.
Ubisoft and Sony are coming out with good things.
Yeah, Days Gone looked good. I know you're not into it, but it's kind of cool.
I just didn't watch it.
It's like bikers versus zombies, almost.
I just didn't watch it.
There's
a DLC for Horizon Zero Dawn.
There's a DLC for Horizon. There's a DLC announced for, what's the Zelda game? Breath of the Wild?
Yeah,
a couple things for that. A lot of stuff. But while we were doing all that and watching nonsense. Oh, you got more?
We forgot Far Cry 5.
Far Cry 5. How could we forget Far Cry 5?
Far Cry 5.
Yes, where you have some backup. I don't know if co-op is more than two players. Look out. Don't drop the ghost.
Too late.
Sorry. Don't give up the ghost. Yeah, Far Cry 5 looked really funny.
Yes.
Yeah. And that one's got, you're out in Montana with some religious cult leader and you have to rescue everybody. Yes.
Looked awesome.
There's a dead ghost. Yes. Okay. Well, hey, I found a dead ghost. Hey. 129 more. okay, but while we were doing all that, you were reading somebody's books.
Started with Sapphire Knight.
Is that the author or the...
That's the author.
Wow.
She's from Texas. It's a little interesting.
So that's not how you pronounce it.
Which one? Texas no. Is the name?
Sapphire. Sapphire Knight.
You're bad.
Yeehaw. And then you go down to the steakhouse.
Shut up.
Okay, what's her series about?
She's got Russian Mafia and Texas Motorcycle Clubs.
Oh.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah.
One of these is not like the other.
Right.
But they do intersect in Texas.
Oh, yes. All you need is the Punisher and you can connect to anything. Defenders is coming, my friend. We're getting close.
That plus all the nonfiction stuff for research.
Yeah, I know. You've been...
I have Bubblegum Philosophy.
Oh, you have Bubblegum Philosophy?
I do.
Okay, and then we're going to get into what you finished playing and then we'll go to ADHD D&D.
Wait, when did I finish playing?
Oh, really? Spaceship, Dishonored in Space with aliens?
Yeah.
Gooey aliens?
Okay.
And you get to kill coffee bakers?
Okay.
See, and you get to put up with them all summer.
You do get to kill coffee maker in that game, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That was one of the reviews I read.
Stops being a coffee maker once it starts attacking. You ever wonder if a murderer has ever crossed your path, contemplated murdering you, and never thought, no?
Not that guy.
Yeah, I always says, you know, they'll kidnap you and then they'll bring you right back.
I will say,
do you think the ocean's salty because the land never waves back?
All right, that was a good one. We'll give you a ding for that one.
That's funny.
I was in the life imitates art imitates life category. Mm-hmm. There was a guy that they chased off in Manassas this week who was trying to get kids to take a ride in his panel van. So. Yes, just know that.
A lot of crazy things going on in our area this
There's today, a lot of craziness. It's not that kind of podcast. Prey? Want to talk about Prey? You finished the story mode for Prey.
Yeah.
Now tell me about Prey. We talked about it on an earlier episode.
I'd like to point out that I'm seriously glad he still continues to get good grades with all the video games he plays.
I got 100 on my test in language arts today.
Hooray!
Awesome. Yay!
The day before school lets out, they made you take a test.
I'm supposed to ding you for that?
Everyone's trying to reach across the desk to make the bell ding.
Try not to break anything.
No, don't break anything.
I don't think there's anything to break but knock over, yeah.
All right, so tell me, what's the story mode in Prey?
Well, I mean, you start out basically reliving the same day over and over.
Groundhog Day.
Is a simulation that they're just testing on you, like the employees of the spaceship. Talos 1, and you break out and go through this whole sequence of actually memories, as you find out once you're done. And every person you save or kill, or every action you make, is reflected on in that last 5 minutes of the game.
Really?
Yeah.
How well does it tie everything back together?
Pretty well.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's... And you get the choice to kill two characters that I won't really name, because, you know...
Right, just a little important to the plot.
Yeah, if you kill one of them...
Medical Artificial Intelligence Al.
Sure.
Okay.
If you kill one or the other, then one of the robots says, yeah, sure, I'd let them live, or let it live. And if you kill both, it says no. So, slight differences with tiny choices.
Okay. But it ties it all together well, right? It's not... Okay. And it's not like, oh, and now we'll leave it open for a sequel, because...
Not entirely.
Okay,
no.
Good. Right. So it's not a modern
action
movie. It's
one of the
movie.
Games that lets you end with a choice. So,
like Frick or Fur.
Yeah.
Right? You could kill the guy or you can let him go.
Pagan Min.
We talked about that last episode. We did. We talked about Prey, actually, when you started it back in episode 33.
Yeah.
Go listen to it. And then come back and listen to the rest of this. Too late. Yes. Episode 33 was The Seagulls Don't Cuddle. Hashtag, by the way. Your mom.
Gotta go listen to it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, would you play it again?
Yeah.
It's
probably worth it.
And you can be the male version of the character or the female version of the character, right?
Yeah.
What's the character's name?
Morgan.
That's right, Morgan. Okay. A lot of voice talent in that too, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of side quests, a whole bunch of stuff that you can do. Apparently you can get a shotgun, which I didn't know about until today.
I don't get to name my character in Destiny, do I?
You can name them yourself. You can't physically in-game name them.
That's no fun.
You take screenshots and then just paint a name on them.
Hello, no, my name is. Name tag stickers.
We can do that.
Yeah. So yeah, definitely watch the Big Show interview. Very funny.
You know what we need to do?
Kill Gaul.
That too.
What?
When we're all a Destiny family, if this works out, we need to all make our characters armor.
You know what?
Go to a convention with it.
Cosplay as a family?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible.
Or we could all go as Axis. Maybe.
Yeah. You're too tall. You can't steal Gen Z's outfit.
Yep.
You're about a foot taller than she is.
More.
I think he's a foot taller than almost everybody that he knows.
Ethan's 6 foot.
So we have plenty.
He's been 6 foot.
Plenty more stuff to talk about because we're going to talk this tomorrow after this airs. Tomorrow will be Friday and we will be out of school.
Wait, really?
Yes.
It's Friday after Thursday?
Yeah. Is it the 13th? No.
Dang it.
So shut up. No, we will be at AwesomeCon.
Yeah, we will.
And then a couple weeks after that, we'll be at BlurredCon.
Yeah.
And then later this year, we'll be at Escape Velocity. And Super Smash Con, and then whatever else I put in for. Right?
There's a lot of things.
And we may have an event at Heroic Ale House. Ale Works, we are not sure yet. We're working on
it. So we're spending Father's Day at Awesome Con?
Potentially. We'll be there Friday. Friday is not Father's Day. We'll have to see about going back on Sunday. I do want to meet Samurai Jack.
Why not Saturday?
Well, I don't know yet. We have to discuss which we're going to because, you know, they cost money.
Oh, right.
Yes. Okay. So we will have a review of Awesome Con. Pass. It's not like you have a bad. Yes. So go support my press credentials at nerd.app.com.
I can use mine.
You can use yours. You have to have submitted them. You can't just walk up with a badge. It's not law enforcement. Yeah. Whatever. Walk up, show a little leg, you'll get it free, you'll be fine. Anything else? I guess we have to go before we go to ADHD D&D. We have to do what we always do before we go to ADHD D&D. And that is?
Make fun of the cat.
I was going to say watch the cat crawl over something. But no, I was instead going to go with shoutouts.
She's hiding.
Okay. Any shoutouts from the thermal? He's looking it up.
I don't have any shoutouts.
No shoutouts?
We keep doing shoutouts.
The team from Prey. Good. Which studio is that?
Arcane.
Good. Arcane Studios.
I believe.
We'll give them a shout out. I'm going to go with... I didn't ask you. Do you have a Batman moment?
No.
No?
Sadly, no.
Sadly, no Batman moments. All right, we'll have to go back and watch
the
Batman. Not
the Batman versus Superman movie.
Not bad for soups. Nope. All right, well, maybe Justice League will turn you around. Maybe you'll be a Batman guy by then.
The trailer looked good.
Yeah, trailer looks good. Apparently, the rumor is that the reshoots are going to be heavy... Add more Wonder Woman because that's what works.
They better.
Yeah.
Right, I got one more.
Oh, and I was going to say a shout out to if Destiny creators will allow me to name my character Fix after my fire goddess, that would be awesome.
Okay, so Bungie, get on that. What would you like to share with us, with the team?
If violence is never the answer, what's the answer to the question, what is never the answer?
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, cosmic. All right.
Didn't deserve that buildup.
No, that was a lot of buildup. Should have stuck with your other one, the one about the waves. That was good.
No, you should have been recording when we walked in the room.
Right, because you wanted
buying
to
buying a clown.
You wanted to do put a life size Pennywise in the closet.
So then we invite Ron.
Mama will said no.
Yes. And then Ron disowns us and we have to go find a new D&D podcast. Hey, speaking of D&D, we're going to move on now to
Segway.
ADHD D&D, where we continue the Red Hand of Doom. Not necessarily a tribute to Hellboy, but it could be. And that's it. So you guys enjoy, and we will talk to you again next week. And until then, geek out. Greetings, explorers and dungeoneers. This is the Geek Wolf Pack Podcast segment, ADHD D&D. Today we're joined by your Geek Wolf Pack, as well as the Shared Desk creators, T. Morris and Pip Ballantyne at www.theshareddesk.com. And also Megan and our fantastic straight man dungeon master, Ron. So enjoy the adventure.
Okay, T.
So wrong.
Eric and the very sore Kirill.
One dragonfly thing down.
Don't tell me I got all embiggened for nothing.
That would be funny. There's another one over there.
You can come help me with the unruly mascot over here.
I will come okay. and take
I'll,
it down.
I'll trundle over there. If it's still alive just, by like, the time I get over there.
Like, oh, well, that happened. Too bad.
First, we need Eric.
Jeez, that's a cat.
We can't hear
it. Oh, the key!
Eric's just really, really quiet, so everybody else has to stop talking so we can hear him.
I can't hear him.
Hey, T, are you muted?
Yeah, you're muted, I am.
I was being courteous. My apologies, everybody.
Wow!
Fortunately, me talking is on the podcast, so that's all good. All right, so so I moved Kirill over here to keep Kirill out of the way. And so I think Kirill can't attack from all the way over there, can he?
He probably can because he's hasted as well.
You probably want to leave him the hell out of the battle. He's got like 12 hit points.
I'm going to leave Kirill out of the battle because he's at half hit points.
Oh, by the way, if you guys don't know, when I was editing the audio last night for episode 4, Kirill had a sex change in episode 4. Kirill became a she.
I thought it was a she, but it turned out to be he. Who knew?
It's hard to sex eagles. Let's face it. I mean,
oh Jesus.
It's like cats.
Kirill knows which bathroom he or she wants to use. Okay,
wow.
It's called everybody.
Everybody. Hear that right as I came back.
Now, meanwhile, back at the ranch, I got this big old lizard in front of me. So, Dungeon Master, I am doing the longbow rapid shot.
Okay.
And I've chosen my target. I am within 30 feet. I get an additional attack bonus because I'm hasted.
Correct. Plus one.
I am within 30 feet. I am vulnerable to critical hits, I assume.
Yep. Yes, you are, but so is it.
Yeah.
We're all vulnerable to critical hits.
Normal additional damage. I don't think I have any. So here we go. Looks good.
Nice.
Two of them hit.
What?
You get one more arrow. If you're not going to move, you can do longbow single shot with a penalty of -2.
Longbow single shot with a penalty of -2.
Yep, with the +1, so it'll just be -1 as the total mod.
So, one for yes. So, for additional attack bonus, I do a -1?
Correct.
All right. 30 feet, yes, and vulnerable to hits. Target type, normal. Additional damage, 0. Here we go. Oh, maybe.
Wow. Okay. Poor Ashimae.
Oh, no.
all dressed up and nowhere to go. For 40 minutes.
Wow. Ashimae just stands there looking for a 15-foot prom date.
Damn.
I don't think I'm going to find one in the swamp.
Okay, Maura, you get hit for...
Oh, that's bad.
26.
Ouchie.
Ouch.
Save for double.
Okay. I'm gonna get back. Yep. You wanna try to curse it again?
No.
Okay.
At this point, I have
the
+1.
Yeah.
Now Megan has to turn her mic on.
She just critted it.
Holy crap.
Boom.
I said, buy my cookies.
Boom, headshot.
Damn it.
Sorry, Ashimae.
Okay, that's it. Who wants pony rides?
How do you think I feel? I'm standing here with this combust held in my hand and nothing to do with it.
Don't touch me with that.
Start a forest fire. I mean, no, wait, that's bad. Don't do that.
Smokey says, only you can start forest fires.
That was a hit for 63 points of damage, by the way.
Ouch!
Damn.
Wow. Oh, the shade levels of damage.
Yeah.
Almost.
I feel like we really don't need to be afraid of dragons anymore.
Don't say that, honey.
Those are not. Those are not.
Wow, you just jinxed it.
Those are not dragons. They're not dragons.
Maybe.
Can I attack the dead body once more?
I suppose.
I cast combust on the owl corpse.
Okay.
Nothing like a burning owl.
It's a Viking funeral pyre for a dead owl.
I'm going to attack the dead body again because it deserves it.
Is that what you're talking about? I'm not that
one. You make green spawn shish kebab.
I didn't put the corpse. I didn't have a picture of an owl corpse to put on there, but it's here.
What? Okay. I'm going to do the world's largest clog dance.
Okay. Anyone doing any searching?
Oh. Yes, I am.
Sure, why not?
That's a Hellkite. That's a Hellkite.
Aren't they all?
I found some grass. Oh, and trees.
Yeah, Ashman and Phyrexis find each other.
Not unless we're filming it, they don't.
Hey, not that kind of podcast.
No, hello, pay-per-view? Come on.
Oh, yep. The credit card only portion of the website, which we'll have up eventually. No, I'm kidding. It's not going to happen.
I was totally thinking like WWFE thing, whatever.
Where do you think?
Beat by a panda bear.
Where do you think I got my mithril shirt from? Oh, yeah, spot check, right?
Okay.
I bet you do.
So now we can't hear you.
Oh,
Pip. We can't hear you, Pip.
Okay.
I think you're muted.
Oh, there you are.
I rolled 4.
Yeah, we can.
Me too. Oh my God, it's like we're sisters or something.
I know. We can't find anything.
But I have cookies.
As long as we can find those.
Did someone say cookies?
Everyone loves cookies.
Everyone better loves the Dragon Scout cookies or else.
We love them. We love them. They're fabulous.
If the dragon has cookies, and I'm going to laugh.
Hey, Eric, ranger guy, is there anything that we can like salvage off these guys and make natural armor or anything like that?
I'm on the spot check right now. I'm about to roll it.
Search. Oh,
sorry, wrong one.
Search for them.
There's my search.
I was going to say, what about the... Oh, yeah, the thief did.
I bring Mora a Band-Aid.
Is there any way, since I did a spot check, and my spot check...
She starts healing on her own.
Yeah.
Since my spot check was way better than my search check, could I swap the two numbers?
On the highest point of the next islet over, Eric spots a rusty iron coffer.
I do? Okay.
A what?
A rusty iron coffer.
Oh, I heard rusty iron cockroach, which didn't make any sense.
Steampunk now. Where? How many points to a hit point do I get back per round?
3.
Okay.
No, that's...
I'm going to stride over there and have a look at it because...
You can.
I can.
And you should.
And I'm going to go, fee, fi, fo, fum.
Well, okay. You do you. Okay.
Actually, it's a subtlety, but Mora is the one who can self-heal. Moira, who we've decided that is her name tonight, I don't know if she has that skill. It's up to you, Ron.
Oh, boy.
I didn't actually think it would be that difficult, and I thought if I called her Moira, everyone would think she was Moira McTaggart from the X-Men series, and that would get really confusing.
No,
because she's not.
I was thinking of Moya from. I was thinking of Moya from Farscape. That was my thing. It's okay.
I went to Moira McTaggart. I'm right there with you, Meg.
I ship it.
Okay.
Should I be rolling dice?
No, I'm just determining the other treasure hoard. Okay, so okay. On the isle, on the owl corpse, before he combusts it, there's a jade band around one of its legs.
Ooh, nice.
The band is inscribed with elven letters that spell the name Loico. Loikio.
Okay.
You better put that in chat.
Did we kill an? Are people going to think we killed an endangered bird or something, and we're going to get in trouble?
So, do we roll any knowledge checks for Loikio? Sounds like an anime show.
Oh my god!
I bet Luna knows what it is.
The one razor fiend open up, the digestive tract is open. Inside there's an obsidian ring with a white pearl.
You're welcome.
This is the fantasy version of dumpster diving.
Searching dead bodies.
Yeah.
So the little halfling cut the dragon open and dived inside. Okay.
Well, that is gross.
I came out with the pearls.
He was cold.
Okay, somebody get the hose.
It's an obsidian ring with a pearl.
No. What does it do?
You don't know yet. Yeah.
Do I need to do detect magic?
Yep.
It's not magical.
It's not magical. It's pretty. Oh.
It was in the belly
I'll
of
take it.
It's pretty.
Green spawn Tauntaun 1.
It's pretty. I want to see it.
I like obsidian. I want to wear it.
Do you want to turn back into a human?
Serena, he's talking to you.
You mean Carl?
Ashman?
I am a human!
Shade?
Can I change into something else?
No, but basically you get the
you
what
sure
shade?
About that?
Huh? We're not in combat, so I would say turn back
okay.
into yourself.
I'll turn back into my seal.
Okay. Okay, so the other box.
Just for future reference, for Stacia, I heal 3 hit points per round, so every minute. Cool. So as long as we're not like in direct, immediate combat, I probably don't need the cure moderates as much anymore. But thank you so much.
Well, I don't trust our DM because he keeps throwing things at us.
Oh, and for the record,
I have to live with him.
Yeah, she's the only one who has that power because the rest of us are hosed.
Speaking of the DM, have I opened up that rusted iron coffer yet?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Okay, good.
It says
I haven't told you what's in there.
Property of the Ministry of Peculiar Occurrences.
Yes.
A dragon.
If it's an autographed copy, then it's worth something. But what's the... What's in the iron coffer?
There's a small hoard of stuff in the iron coffer. There is.
Hoard.
Is there a pineapple? Because that's what really matters.
There's 1370 GP.
Ooh, nice.
There is everything else is magical. There's a tiara.
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
There's a small rapier.
Nice.
Ooh.
Yeah, shade.
They're
not going to use it, but ooh.
Actually, you probably do want to use this one. It's better than one of yours. There's a magical pearl.
Is it all going in the treasure tracker once somebody casts identify?
I will put it all in treasure tracker. Every night that you rest, Luna can do an identify on one of them.
Cool.
So, Luna can?
Yeah. No.
Plus one rapier of stabby stab stab.
Stabby McStab stab.
I went to high school with a guy named Stabby McStab stab. It's a funny story.
Stabity stab McStab.
I don't even know.
So I'm just going to make a guess that these two dragon adjacent things that we bumped into tells us we're going in the right direction, guys.
I have to say, I agree with you.
There's a pair of magical sandals.
Oh, nice.
Can I have them? I'm only joking.
Yeah, you'll be fabulous.
I would totally take the sandals.
Yeah, but open-toed shoes on a dragon crawl, that's bad news.
Actually,
first, everybody. Safety first.
There's the next T-shirt.
I was only joking. Wow.
What's the next T-shirt?
What'd you say? Open-toed shoes on a dungeon crawl is a bad idea. Is that what you said?
Yeah, and then I said safety first, everybody.
I love it. That's the front and the back of the shirt right there.
That needs to be an Insta quote.
That episode drops, Nick. Let me know. I'll turn that into a graphic that we can share.
It's 100% chance that's happening. There may be an Insta quote every episode at this point. The way we're going.
Yes, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
And they're not all suck at Trebek, but most of them could be.
There's a silver choker with an amber set in the middle that is magical.
Pretty.
So we put aside the Hobgoblin adventures and we just sit around and wait every X number of nights until we identify all this stuff.
No, we should keep.
So you spend several minutes doing all of this. You pocket the loot for now in one of your bags.
Okay.
You hear a strange rush of wind.
See, I told you not to do that.
dot, dot, dot.
You look up and see soaring overhead five giant owls, like the one that lies dead in the clearing.
Oh, crap.
I'm going to be very unhappy with this.
There's a rider.
Should I change it to something?
Hold on.
Dark-haired elves wearing leather armor dyed green and brown to match the colors of the marsh. The flying elves circle the area twice and then alight next to the slain owl. They study you with narrowed eyes. One of them speaks. Who are you? What are you doing in the marsh?
Me.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
That was seriously loud.
Mara, do not sell them cookies.
Why?
Sell them cookies.
Wait until they trust us. Diplomacy rolls. Still.
Get them to trust us, then offer them mates rates, wink, wink, on the cookies. But get them to trust us first.
If there's one thing I know from all my travels, it's that giant owls love cookies.
They do.
Why do you know that?
Why didn't you offer the cookie before they attacked us?
You're a king. You should know these things.
They haven't. Well, the owl was dead already. So, Yeah, the owl was dead when we got here.
So I rolled my diplomacy check and explained that the owl was deceased upon our arrival and when we were attacked by these dragon things.
They're not dragons.
And we're very sorry for your loss. Have a cookie?
No more cookies, I tell you that. No more, I say.
Everybody loves cookies.
And what did we take from the owl who has it and hand it back over?
Maybe.
Oh, the jade thing that was wrapped around his leg.
Yes.
Slit is tag. Slit tag.
They're condolence cookies because everybody brings food to a funeral.
I take the jade thingy that was wrapped around the owl's leg and offer it to the gentleman who spoke.
I don't know how Stacia rolled, but I still managed a 20 total because I rolled a 3.
I'll take my dice back now. Thank you.
I rolled a 28.
So between the two of us, we maybe are not going to get ourselves arrested.
Or killed.
Do any of us recognize this? Should we be doing like knowledge something or other checks
for these people? Knowledge local.
Let me see if I got.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
I don't think I've got that.
Knowledge what?
Local, or you can use your lore.
Nah, I mean I've got knowledge nature, religion, geography, dungeon. That's all I got.
Whereas my lore is at the very bottom.
I can listen.
Hey, that was a pretty good local check there, Ron, yeah. My friend.
You guys will recognize these as wood elves.
Ooh, my father's people.
See, somebody else gets to say my people after 11 episodes or whatever. They're wood elves, but someday they'll be real elves.
Eventually. Do-do-do-do.
So you introduce yourself, Luna, and the group, and you tell your short story. Did you go to hand him that jade band?
Mm-hmm. I do. He reaches out to it,
looks very sad for a moment and pockets it. So I guess you killed these strange creatures that have been invading our land?
We're actually, yes, we've, this is our second time we've encountered these ones, haven't we? Or were this different from the other ones?
This is the first of these.
First of these, yes. We've been battling goblins, hobgoblins.
Trolls.
Trolls.
Hydras, Chimera.
You killed a dragon.
I killed a dragon.
Ogres. Rodents of unusual size.
I don't think they exist.
I tell him my full name just in case he recognizes my mother's name.
Okay. He introduces himself as Kiliar Arrowswift.
But I recognize
him. Yeah.
You don't recognize the name.
Shade has seen him on YouTube.
He asks if you would accompany him back to his tribe's encampment.
I will have to leave that up to my party, if our group, so long as we're coming as
friends. I want to come.
Invited as friends. We've been battling long and hard and could use a rest.
And they probably have local knowledge and stuff, so.
Is it going to delay our task of defeating the Hobgoblin army? Because if so, we have to take that
into account. Yeah, how far away is it?
Right. It's on the way. They live in the ruins. It's going to be great.
They don't live in the ruins, but they do live in the deep in the marsh. It's a sizable amount of time by land, but it will be reasonably quick by air.
Okay, I guess I'm...
Can I turn into an eagle? I'm legit. Okay.
We determined you didn't have that range with the spell.
If we're making arrangements, I'm an isle guy.
Basically, they're going to leave two of the owl and owl riders here and bless you. It'd be three, come back and take three more, come back and take the rest.
The wood elves just invented Uber.
Owl rideshare.
Wow.
It's called Hoover. Sorry, guys.
Very, very funny.
Well,
no,
get off
I'm
the
sorry.
Stage.
Wait. Giant birds? It's not called Hoover. It's called Lyft.
No!
Oh. Lyft.
Okay. Nice recovery. Nice recovery.
I'm
glad you told us that.
I'm game if you guys are. It's fine.
Yep.
Let's go for it. Yeah.
It's my father's people. So.
The kids have.
Oh my gosh.
Ron, the kids have 7 minutes. So we have to.
It takes you about an hour and a half ride there. So an hour and a half for the first group, an hour and a half for the back, and then an hour and a half. So it's late in the evening till everyone finally arrives at Starsong Hill. It is a mound of dry land surrounded by a thick grove of trees. The hill within this grove only rises 20 feet from the surface of the surrounding wetlands at its highest point. The elves live in simple hide and wooden shelters similar to wigwams. The southern third of the hill is uninhabited, but the giant owls that are allied with them nest in the tall trees. So we'll pick up with your meeting with the elves next time. I will do XP count.
I really thought we almost were going to go through an entire night with no combat, and I don't know how that would work. Not with this crew.
Not with this crew.
How long did it take you guys to get all organized on the new?
Forever.
It took a long time.
It was a little clunky, but we
took like 20 minutes.
But it's been pretty solid. I'm actually very happy with how solid it is once we got everybody there.
Yeah. It's actually comparable to it's comparable to Hangouts. So. Good on roll 20. I guess when they prepared for it. So, you know, good on them for hanging in there.
Okay. So the XP for that encounter is 600 and there's an additional 200 for the making it peacefully out of the meeting with the elves and not just killing them. Which I wasn't entirely convinced you weren't going to do.
Bless you.
So
that will make your new total 22,100.
I had 23,644 from last time.
And I hadn't updated Ashimae's from before. That sounds right.
Yeah, it sounds like Meg and Stacia had the same math going on there.
We're
still at 28 is before it's what we need to level, so we're not there yet, but
nope, you're at 25,644.
There you go.
I saved mine. And you're welcome for my diplomacy check.
Hell yeah, thank you. Says none of the rest of us were doing it. It was going to be, you know, Super Smash Bros. If it was up to us.
Which of those items did you want to identify the first night, Stacia?
The choker.
Okay, the choker is mm-hmm. an amber amulet of giant bee.
Of giant what?
Of the giant bee.
Okay.
So the wearer can use it once per day to summon a giant bee, which will serve them.
Oh, like a bumblebee or something like that.
Yes, but a 6 foot long bee.
Oh. Ashme, would you like a nice, beautiful choker to call a giant bee?
When you're yes.
That'd be so cool.
Why, thank you. It would make, hey, if I'm embiggened and I summon a giant bee, is it like a 12-foot bee?
It's a 47-foot tall bee.
With you.
That would be cool.
I suspect Boom actually somewhere has a spell that can enlarge animal and could do it, but...
And then we all jump on our giant bee and fly away.
As long as you get some good honey out of it.
But up, bump. All right. Have a good week, everybody, then. We'll see you next week.
All right.
Thank you guys for taking care of my character while I was out of commission.
Well, she hasted us all. It was great.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right.
There was much slaying.
Much slaying. Sounds like it.
Except Ashma and I, we did nothing.
Yeah. I grew bigger. That was it.
Right.
Okay. We grew bigger than.
Too funny.
So.
All right. Catch all right.
Night all. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Bye.
For listening to this episode of the Geek Wolfpack Podcast. The podcast, including all original music proudly composed and performed by the Wolfpack, is protected by a non-commercial, no-derivative, share-alike United States 4.0 Creative Commons license. For more information, go to creativecommons.org. You can find us in email at geekwolfpackpodcast@gmail.com, on Twitter at geekwolfpackpod, and on Facebook at facebook.com/geekwolfpackpodcast. Till next time, geek out.